From Greenville, South Carolina, we present Let the Bible Speak. Let the Bible Speak is the radio ministry of Faith Free Presbyterian Church, preaching Christ in all His fullness.
We welcome you to this broadcast of Let the Bible Speak, featuring the recorded messages of Dr. Alan Cairns, Minister Emeritus of Faith Free Presbyterian Church in Greenville, South Carolina. Continuing his series in the Book of Romans, Dr. Cairns brings the final portion of a message called The Despicable and Destructive Philosophy That the End Justifies the Means. Our text is found in the third chapter of the Book of Romans, verses 5 through 8, where Paul is answering the objections of the Jews. They objected to his preaching salvation by grace alone because he applied it to them as well as to the Gentiles. They accused Paul of preaching that if God was glorified by showing grace to sinners, then he would be more glorified by their continuing to sin, a thought that Paul could hardly bring himself to write down, never mind to think upon. In repudiating this folly, Paul presents three arguments that clearly show the absurdity of the Jews' position. And from these arguments, Dr. Cairns has been drawing a number of vital truths. He has shown that sinners will go to extraordinary lengths to rid themselves of the threat of God's judgment. Then, despite all human arguments to the contrary, God will judge sinners. Finally, we'll see that those who adhere to the notion that the means justifies the end will be damned. It is a sad commentary on human nature that men invent all kinds of subterfuges to try to escape the only truth that can save them. We'll hear from Dr. Cairns shortly, but first we invite your attention to this brief devotional thought taken from C.H. Spurgeon's collection called Faith's Checkbook. Our devotional for today is entitled Limitless Riches. The text is Philippians 4, verse 19. My God shall supply all your need according to His riches in glory by Christ Jesus. Paul's God is our God and will supply all our need. Paul felt sure of this in reference to the Philippians, and we feel sure of it as to ourselves. God will do it, for it is like Him. He loves us. He delights to bless us, and it will glorify Him to do so. His pity, His power, His love, His faithfulness all work together that we be not famished. What a measure does the Lord go by, according to His riches in glory by Christ Jesus. The riches of His grace are large. But what shall we say of the riches of His glory? His riches of glory by Christ Jesus. Who shall form an estimate of this? According to this immeasurable measure, will God fill up the immense abyss of our necessities. He makes the Lord Jesus the receptacle and the channel of His fullness, and then He imparts to us His wealth of love in its highest form. Hallelujah! The writer knows what it is to be tried in the work of the Lord. Fidelity has been recompensed with anger, and liberal givers have stopped their subscriptions. But he whom they sought to oppress has not been one penny the poorer. Nay, rather, he has been the richer. For this promise has been true. My God shall supply all our need. God's supplies are surer than any bank.
From the
Do you have a desire to study the Bible, but you're really not sure how to go about it? Several ministers of the Free Presbyterian Church, including Dr. Alan Cairns, have produced a brief but very helpful brochure called 10 Commandments of Bible Study, which will help you to gain much blessing from your time in the Holy Scriptures. The method is designed to help believers achieve a comprehensive knowledge of the chapter contents of the Scriptures and to enable them to use that knowledge to guide and quicken them in their personal prayer lives. For a free copy of 10 Commandments of Bible Study, simply email ltbs@freepres.org. That's ltbs@freepres.org. If you wish, you may call us toll-free at 866-877-LTBS. That's 866-877-5827. If you prefer regular mail, simply write Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. Increase your knowledge of God's Word by requesting your free copy of 10 Commandments of Bible Study today.
the doctrine that Paul charged upon these Jews and that they were charging upon him falsely, the doctrine that the end justifies the means is utterly and unambiguously evil, and all who espouse it will be damned. The Jews were saying, our sin glorifies God ultimately, for it gives him a chance to show forth his righteousness. Therefore, let's do evil that good may come. Paul says, you hold that, and you'll be damned. And yet, you know, there's no more widely accepted principle than that. If you read the history of the Roman Catholic Church, you'll find the most powerful papalist party in the church has been the Jesuit movement. One of the greatest proponents of Jesuitry was Alphonsus Liguori. If you read his moral theology, I have it, or at least I have his Glories of Mary, in which he gives a lot of his moral theology. His moral theology is the greatest cesspool of diabolical and hellish immorality that you can ever think of. To Liguori, the great good is the glory of Mother Church. And therefore, anything that subserves that end is legitimate. The end justifies the means. But you don't have to go as far as the Jesuits. Just look around you in modern American society. Somebody came up with the idea it was good for women to be free and independent. Mistresses of their own bodies and of their own fate. That's good, we're told. But the means to that end has been the murder of millions of unborn children. The end justifies the means. We're seeing this go into operation in other areas. In fact, this is becoming law in parts of Europe, at least permissive law. It's good to stop people from unnecessary suffering. The end to that good, or the means to that good end, then is euthanasia. I hate to see people suffer. But to murder a man because he's suffering, and in most cases to launch his soul into the unspeakably greater sufferings of God's hell, is utterly unconscionable. The Nazis had the idea that it was good to achieve the highest mental and physical health of the nation. They therefore started one of the Western world's early programs in what are called eugenics. The destruction of the inferior within the species. All the mental, physical health of the nation, certainly that's good. But if that's good, then the means to produce it, we are told, must always also be good. Bring it down to a level that most of us can more easily identify with. You'll find this in court cases. This, I must say, this is something that really, to use an Americanism, ticks me off. Everything in my soul revolts against the perversion of the judicial system. A man commits a terrible murder. He's due to go to the death chamber. And the jury's looking at him before they make their decision. Is this going to be capital punishment or otherwise? And they're looking to see if he's sorry. Listen, it doesn't matter two straws whether he's sorry or not. The law is the law. That's how God will deal with it. We're told now that intention is so important that it colors the deed, so that if the result intended is good, then somehow that justifies the means. And you'll find this coming up in court cases all over the country. Somebody intends something for what he pervertedly thinks is good, and therefore even the judicial system is perverted into saying that what he did was less than evil, even though it leads to death and gloom and doom and destruction. But let me tell you, human action will be judged by God's law. God is not glorified by man's sin. He is glorified despite man's sin. He makes the wrath of man to praise him. Thus, the glory that God gets by judging sin is no justification for sinful action. Let me make it clear to you, contrary to what these Jews were saying or thinking, God does not commend sinners because their sin causes him to manifest the glory of his righteousness. God judges sinners by the inflexible standard of his law, and God utterly and eternally condemns those who make him an excuse for their sin. As we close tonight, let me ask you to remember, these mental contortions and illogical blunderings are all an attempt to escape the truth of the gospel of justification in Christ alone, by faith alone. How perverse. Can you see this? Men running away from good news and inventing all this illogical nonsense to shield themselves from the results of their sins. All the time running away from the best news that the infinite mind of God could give to sinners. Could anything be greater than God sent his own Son into the world to save sinners? Could anything be better news than that? That Jesus Christ wrought a perfect righteousness and made a perfect sacrifice to save sinners. And that he's freely offered to Jews and Gentiles, rich and poor, young and old. That's the best news that God can give. Sinners can be saved. Let's remember that. God hath devised means whereby his banished be not expelled from him. Yet many, perhaps you're among them, refusing God's mercy, choose their own destruction, and then try to stultify their conscience by denying the threat of the judgment of God. But get back to Paul's great proposition. All the self-serving arguments in the world cannot get around this truth. God is the righteous judge. And either he deals with your sin in Christ, or he deals with your sin in you. The difference between those two is vast and eternal. Dealing with your sin in Christ, he forgives you, reconciles you, justifies you, and glorifies you. Dealing with your sin in you, he judges you, he condemns you, casts you out of the glory of his presence to endure the horrors of his wrath for the countless ages of eternity. Let's bow our heads in prayer. Only God knows the hearts of men and women and boys and girls. Only God knows the thoughts and the intents of the soul, but he does know them. Only God knows tonight if you are in Christ or if you're running away from Christ in hiding and hiding in a refuge of lies, such as the ones we have been exploring in Romans 3 tonight. God knows that. Correct myself and say, I think so do you. And if you're in this meeting without Christ, vainly shielding yourself and your conscience against the law of God and the threat of his judgment, let me plead with you to stop your folly and quit your sin and run to Christ, for there is mercy with the Lord. Come without delay. Man, woman, or young person, make sure you get to Christ tonight. Are you saved? Can you go out to face God tonight, knowing that you're in Christ? Can you do that? If not, then be saved, for grace is free. May God bless his word to your heart, to all our hearts, and thereby glorify his own name. Father in heaven, answer prayer abundantly. Write thy word upon every soul. God grant that this Sabbath evening thou wilt bring some lost one to the Savior. Lord, shatter the refuge of lies and bring men and women and boys and girls in to that true refuge which is Christ. Oh, we ask thee that this Sabbath evening thou wilt produce fruit unto life eternal. And Lord, produce fruit in the lives of those who already know Christ. What a joy it is to be free from wrath, free from the threat of the judgment of God, because Jesus paid it all. Because we're in Christ, not having our own righteousness, but the righteousness which is of God through faith. Oh Lord, we pray this evening, as was prayed earlier, take thy people out of this place this evening, rejoicing in so great salvation, rejoicing in the glories of divine grace. Hear our prayer. Now grant that the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God our Father, the fellowship of the Holy Spirit our Comforter, may be the portion of all thy blood-bought people tonight and evermore. We pray in Jesus' precious name. Amen.
You've been listening to Let the Bible Speak, the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America. We hope that you've enjoyed and benefited from today's program. We're here as your servants for Christ's sake. If we can be of any further help to you in the things of God, we invite you to contact us. If you would like to receive our booklet, A New Beginning, a booklet that sets forth God's way of salvation in clear, concise, and biblical ways, you may have it free of charge, simply for the asking. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. If you wish, you may call us toll-free at 1-866-877-LTBS. That's 1-866-877-5827. You may email us at info@faithfpc.org. That's info@faithfpc.org. Also, we invite you to visit our website at www.faithfpc.org. If you would be interested in considering the establishment of a Free Presbyterian Church in your area, by all means, let us know. Once again, you may call us toll-free at 1-866-877-5827. On behalf of Dr. Alan Cairns, this is Charles Kelch saying thank you for listening and inviting you to join us Monday through Friday at this same time as we Let the Bible Speak.